Also tonight, we're learning new details about law enforcement's response to that attack on the Capitol last month. The acting Capitol Police say officers did not properly lock down the building, and they weren't even sure about protocol for using deadly force against the rioters who stormed the building. The Capitol siege taking center stage once again on Capitol Hill. And tonight, concerns about what role domestic extremism could have played leading up to January 6th and how the government is now trying to combat it. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil, live in the nation's capital with the very latest. Joe.
A lot of people think that that is still a threat. In fact, it's not disputed at all. There is certainly a possibility for domestic extremism to happen here again at the Capitol. In fact, all 100 senators got a briefing just today, basically to get them up to speed on the threat. Of opinion, however, is how to handle that threat. And unfortunately, some of that difference falls right along party lines. And one of the biggest differences is how to handle this, the security fence with that barbed wire around it protecting the Capitol, and when to send all the National Guard troops back home. In the wake of the January 6th Capitol attack, officials from President Biden to top Democratic lawmakers say the biggest threat to American security doesn't come from overseas groups like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, but rather from homegrown radical extremists.
There's a greater percentage of that rise in the right-wing extremist area.
Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, says many right-wing groups were part of the mob who attacked the Capitol January 6th. Part of the reason President Biden ordered a security review focused on domestic terrorism. But Republicans counter that all political violence must be condemned. In a hearing today, they emphasized the summer's violent left-wing protests and a gunman who shot at Republican House members in 2017, sending Representative Steve Scalise to the hospital.
I fear that my colleagues on the other side will simply want to focus on right-wing domestic terrorism, and I hope that I am mistaken. However, I suppose that they would first need to admit that left-wing domestic terrorism exists.
But fear of more potential violence means the Capitol complex itself remains heavily fortified. Today, Democratic leaders insist the ongoing threat means the measures must stay for now.
Capitol police officers were under-prepared and under-resourced for that type of cataclysmic violent event. And we want to make sure that we put them in the best possible position.
Security costs are piling up. The National Guard deployment at the Capitol will cost an estimated $483 million through March 15th. And the price tag on the 8-foot-high, 3-mile fence on Capitol Hill now runs to $30 million.
There are no specific threats to the United States Capitol that justify this.
Many Republicans say it's time for the fence to come down.
If there are specific threats out there, then people need to be arrested. You're not seeing people being arrested. So clearly there's not actionable intelligence, or they'd be knocking on people's doors.
We'll try to figure out what happened, and we'll be back.
Reporting for us tonight in Washington, D.C.